AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Demonstrators in Memphis tonight. Police video has been released showing five officers beating Tyree Nichols for 3 minutes during a traffic stop earlier this month. The officers left Nichols slumped over for several minutes afterward. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
I have seen the video myself, and I will tell you, I was appalled. I'm struggling to find a stronger word, but I will just tell you, I was appalled.
Police in San Francisco have released audio and video involving the attack on former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband.
82-year-old Paul Pelosi called 911.
This gentleman just came into the house, and he wants to wait here for my wife to come home.
When police arrived, Pelosi was struggling with a man to gain control of a hammer.
Drop the hammer.
Nope.
Hey. What is going on right now?
I'm not getting an answer.
Pelosi was hit on the head with the hammer. Nancy Pelosi was in Washington at the time. The suspect, David DePap, later told police he planned to hold her hostage for her crimes.
Honestly, like, day in, day out, the person who was on the TV lying every day was Pelosi.
DePap also told police he planned to hold the then-speaker hostage and would break her kneecaps if she lied. I'm Ed Donahue.
And Norman Hall reports former Vice President Mike Pence says he takes full responsibility for the classified documents found at his home.
Pence's public acceptance of responsibility over his handling of the documents marks a departure from the reactions of both former President Trump and President Biden in their own cases. Trump denounced the search at Mar-a-Lago and suggested without evidence that investigators may have planted the documents. Biden has said he was surprised to learn the documents had been found, but had no regrets about how the public was informed.
The latest inflation gauge shows easing, prices up 5% in December from a year earlier. This is AP News. Authorities are warning a man convicted of holding one woman captive and accused of torturing another has been using dating apps to apparently find new victims. Jackie Quinn has details.
His name is Benjamin Foster. He's 36 years old, and he was able to get away from police earlier this week when an Oregon SWAT team went to the Grants Pass area to arrest Foster for the attempted murder, kidnapping, and assault on a woman who was found tied up and unconscious. Grants Pass police say Foster is actively using online dating applications to contact unsuspecting people who may be lured into assisting with his escape or potentially as additional victims. Police are also expressing disappointment that he's not still in jail for a 2019 attack on his then-girlfriend in Las Vegas, who suffered 7 broken ribs, 2 black eyes, and injuries from being bound for 2 weeks. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.